a meal. The only slice I truly like costs more than a buck or two. When we go out, it's bye, bye, bye. Me this and that and more. When we return, my wallet learns my girl's not personal. Teach you, yeah, a certain thing or two. I loved you with all my heart, but that will end my life. As of tonight, oh, we will part, 'cause greed's what you become. Oh, yummy, 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 yummy. Not so yummy, you. Go now, baby, I've seen the truth. You were nothing new.
Hey, freaks, it's Wednesday, July 21st, 2010. Coming up on the program today, poster cocks, plus attack of the nude pie man, and poutine used as a weapon. All of this plus your emails today on The Distorted View Show.
It's The Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, Timothy James Henson, this is The Distorted View... I'm sorry, I have to take this phone call. Hello?
You don't care about me. You never cared about me.
Satan, calm down. What the hell are you talking about?
I haven't been on your show in months.
I just haven't had time.
You lied to me, and you're a cunt.
Satan, you're welcome to come on my program anytime you want. I don't know what you want from me.
I want you to smile and blow me.
Why are you talking to me like this? You're unbalanced. You need medication. You know my listeners love you, and you can come on the show anytime. I keep trying to tell you this.
I don't believe you. I don't want you. I don't need you. And I don't love you.
All right, I've got to hang up on him. He's out of control. I think he's drinking again. All right, hey, Freaks, Tim Henson with you. This is The Distorted View Show. Got a great program. I'm sorry the show's being posted a little bit late, but... someone had a guest over and was fucking last night, and it wasn't me. I can't do my show when there are random strangers in my house getting plowed. Come on, man. I tried to record audio up against the wall. Like, Joey, can you moan a bit louder? All right, so, listen. Got a great program for you. The first piece of audio that I wanted to share with you is from a gay rally. This is like, apparently people are protesting gay marriages because it's ruining lives and destroying countries and... tearing a hole in the space-time continuum or something. I don't know what the big deal is. But there were two sides. There were the religious people, and then there are the gay people. The religious people, of course, were the ones saying, you know, no to gay marriage and protesting that. And then the gays were protesting the protesters. Here's the problem. Religious people, you gotta not act like fucking nut jobs when you're protesting. The gay people were holding signs like, I want to love, or whatever, right? Kind of just, you know, subdued. And then the religious people were hopping around, speaking in tongues. They look crazy. How could you support those people? Here's some audio of a man at the protest.
I bind the spirits of darkness. I take authority over the principalities and powers of hell.
Shabashiki Kokoba.
I take authority over you in Jesus' name.
Yeah, the gay people are like, stop the hate. And this guy's like, ah, shabba la shiki kokoba! Scaring the gays is what he was doing. Shimmy, shimmy, Coco Pop. Shimmy, shimmy, rock. All right, so there you go. I just thought it was kind of funny. Like, gay people are recalculous, don't get me wrong, but so are the religious. All right, oh, I got some, believe it or not, I don't know how these, how can there be more Mel Gibson audio at this point? But there is. This was released yesterday. Take a listen.
Maybe the message or something, right? Because you're doing something, trying to breastfeed with fucking foreign bodies in you.
Oh, yeah, this clip is great because he sort of goes over a lot of talking points from the other audio clips. He sort of, like, puts them all together now into one ginormous douche rant.
So was that it?
It has nothing to do with it.
Oh, it had nothing to do with what? The fact that you had foreign bodies in there?
Oh, wait a second, I'm sorry. That was the first Mel Gibson clip. He does mention her tits again in this new one. Hold on, let me grab that here. Here we go. Here's new Mel. Take a listen.
You're out of here in 15 minutes. I never seen you clear out so fast as when I said I'd pull the plug on your fucking lustic bullshit.
You said you pulled the plug.
Sitting here today was fucking comedy.
You've told me 100 times you're gonna pull the plug.
No,
and
I'm
you will. I know, and I don't give a damn. I'm just saving my child's life because you are a monster! That's all! You're a monster!
Okay, are you yelling now?
Okay?
Oh, Mel Gibson is offended that she's yelling.
Okay.
That's all we've heard from you in the past week. Shut up and blow me.
You are a complete monster. I don't give a damn about the fucking career which you spend money on. Not me. I never asked you to do that. Ever.
You fucking bitch. You ask me for money all the time. And you've had my money to the tune of hundreds of thousands of dollars. So don't you say you didn't ask for it. You asked for every penny.
I don't have anything. And I've signed the paper. I've signed the paper that enables me to get... I can't get anything from you ever, nor can I ask of anything.
Shit! How dare you lie like that?
I've signed the paper.
Dishonest, fucking, gold-digging, cunt!
Yes.
Now I'm sure you whore!
I have signed the paper. I don't want anything from you. I don't have anything.
My child, and she doesn't need a gold-digging, fucking Russian cunt.
She's
mother. We all know what you are.
She certainly...
I have that child.
She certainly... I'm sorry? You will not have this child.
You keep her, because they'll know what you are.
Mel, you're imbalanced. There's something wrong with you. You need medication.
Shut up! You fucking rock!
You cannot raise this child with this symptoms.
What?
You're acting as a crazy man right now. And you have been for many, many months. And you hit me and you hit her whilst she was in my hands. Mel, you're losing your mind. You need medication.
You need a fucking kick up the ass for being a bitch, cunt, gold-digging whore. With a pussy son.
Wait a second. I do have to mention here, in these later phone calls, Oksana, the woman, seems to be screaming a bit more, like she's starting to defend herself here. Good for her.
You need a fucking kick up the ass!
Why I say that's good for her is because it just gets Mel riled up more, and that's what I really enjoy.
You need a fucking kick up the ass for being a bitch, cunt, gold-digging whore with a pussy son. And I want my child, and no one will believe you. So fuck you.
And really, I kind of think people are going to believe her now.
And I'm not giving you my house, and you can rot unless you crawl back, suck my cock, and say you're sorry in that order. Do you understand me?
The two things I learned about Mel, he loves to call women cunts, and he loves his blowjobs.
You fucking offend my fucking maleness, my masculinity, my being, my soul. You fucking offend my fucking maleness.
You offend my maleness.
You fucking offend my fucking maleness, my masculinity, my being, my soul. And you call me a sinner. You're a fucking moving violation. If you get raped, it's your fault for sure.
See what I mean by, you know, he brings back a lot of this stuff, the tits and the rape and the moon and the stars and the this and the that.
If you get raped, it's your fault for showing off your fake tits.
They have tits.
Like they're some special deal.
Are you crazy?
How much do they cost, those fakers?
Are you crazy?
You complain about mastitis? They're fake, baby. Come on, you got little bladders in there. You think I'm an idiot?
They're fake! baby?
Have you said everything?
I said nothing!
Like, he refuses to go along with anything she... Any point she tries to make, he denies. Are you done talking? I haven't been talking! I've been silent this whole time! What?
Have you said everything?
I said nothing! You need to say a lot!
What?
To assuage my insanity because you made me this way.
I didn't make you this way.
You fucking did so.
You were born this way.
Ooh.
And you yell and scream and threaten everybody around you. Everybody's pussyfitting around you because they're all scared shitless out of you. But you ping.
A bunch of fucking using cunts like you. You're like every other fucker.
You ping them money, and they will never tell you the truth. They will never tell you the truth who you are because you're paying them money, inclusive of your psychiatrists who should send you to a neurologist because you are.
I could just listen to this all day. I hope you guys are entertained as much as I am. But let me fast forward just to the very end here so we can move on.
You never even say fucking thank you.
Yes, I have. Many times.
They say thank you every 5 goddamn minutes. And not call me mean. And not look at me sideways. Just suck my cock. Dad, you fucking cunt whore. That's all you're good for. That's about all you're fucking good at. That's better... and fucking music. You there?
And she's hung up. Ta-da! Thank you, Mel and Oksana, for providing so much great entertainment for my listeners. Finally, before we get into the news, I've got a new gooner. Actually, Sideshow Freaks know about this guy because I think I played him on yesterday's extended portion. John sent this in to me, and this dude is back with some more... action. He's fucking a fleshlight this time, which, by the way, you can purchase at adamandeve.com, right? All right.
Hey, what's up? This is Rob Yeager, and I'm gonna bang this pussy.
All right. It's like a stunt. This is Rob Yeager, and I'm gonna fuck some pussy. Jackass.
Oh, fuck it. I know you love it. I know you love watching this shit. Check that fucking body out. Fuck that tight little pink pussy right now.
He is very proud of his body. I mean, it is ripped, and he always puts, like, oil and stuff on it, so he likes himself a lot.
Fucking hot, little pussy. Right on my dick. Give me a nice grab. Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah. Can you see that?
Yes, we can, fuck Rob. Yeah. Very nice.
Pussy. Fuck. Fuck. Yeah. Right inside that pussy. Fuck. Ah, oh, tight little... Woo, baby. Damn.
Is that a hot piece of pussy?
In. 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 In.
All right.
In. 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 Fuck that.
By the way, every time he says in, that's when his dick is inside the pussy.
Oh, man. Take it nice and slow. You know you're feeling it now. You know you're feeling it now. Shit. Take that fucking dick up that pussy. Up. Yeah. Yeah. See my body move with your little pussy. Move it.
All right. Move it. All right. Okay.
Fuck.
All right. All right.
Yeah, baby.
Let's get to the cum shots.
Fuck. Fuck, you know I'm going to cum. Yeah, you're fucking right. Oh my fucking god, you goddamn right. Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah. You're fucking right. Oh my fucking god, you goddamn right. Oh my goddamn. Yeah. Take that fucker. Ah, oh, teasing my cock all that time. Oh.
You bitch whore.
Oh. Holy shit and a half. Holy fuck.
Holy cum balls, Batman.
Holy shit and a half. Holy fuck.
All right.
Oh.
Very good. Good job, Rob. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now.
Hey,
Yes, if you are not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, sign up right now. It is only $5 a month or $50 a year. Tomorrow's show is going to be exclusive, so if you want to grab a new DV tomorrow, you got to sign up. You can also check out the extended show we did yesterday and all of the great weekend content, including Corey's fantastic Butt Fudge Sunday. If you want to learn more information about Corey, go to buttfudgesunday.com and to sign up for the sideshow, of course, superfreaksideshow.com. All right, three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, this one comes from the UK. An exhibitionist who has been showing off photographs of his private parts was being hunted by police today. Officers have seized several large images. They're like poster-size pictures of his cock posted in car parks and close to schools. The A3 and A4 size posters, for those of you in publishing. In A3 and A4, I don't think are that big, right? Well, they're posters. All right, yes, the A3 and A4 size posters in color and black and white versions show a penis with a yellow bow tied around it. He's supporting the troops. Investigators have interviewed staff at offices close to where the images were found and sent the posters off for fingerprinting. Go to Kinko's, see if anyone has been in making copies of his cock recently. One officer worker said the graphic posters have appeared several times over the past fortnight. Okay. Writing on the Albion Forum North Stand chat, he said, "This may not be unusual in Brighton, but for Lewes, where this all went down, it will probably mean Armageddon." One line of inquiry is that the photographs may be a bizarre protest, as some include a caption about fees set to rise later this year. He might be talking about his cock there. My cock is going to rise later this year. A Sussex police spokesman said the budding photographer has failed to impress local police. He said, "We're aware of these posters, and a local PCSO has removed a few, but we have not received any formal complaints yet. However, we are concerned about the posters..." The kids, right? Yes. Having appeared quite close to local schools and their well may cause offense or distress. However, from what we've seen, if this is a self-portrait, the artist won't be in a hurry to be identified. So it's a very small pee-pee. Police said posters have been found in three areas around County Hall, the Paddock, and the Pels. So if you're in England, you may know those locations. I don't. Nor do I care. Second story we have for you today has to do with pies. Okay. This story comes from New Zealand. The Naked Pie Man, whose shop in Palmerston North is the only one to score a D in the latest food gradings, is refusing to display his unflattering certificate. Leighton Haar, owner of the Central Pie and Smoke Shop, said... pies and cigarettes. What a weird combination. Said he had been tripped up by unnecessary paperwork and there was nothing wrong with his pies. According to his picture, if he's been eating his own pies, there's something horribly wrong with them. He has no teeth. He's naked. And he looks like he's on death's door, quite frankly. "Our pies are healthy. I've lived on them for 7.5 years. He said he completed a food handling course but couldn't find the certificate. Well, you shouldn't be naked when handling food. That's probably why you received the D. He's actually just shirtless in the photograph, but still, I mean, come on. It's disgusting. "I've been penalized because I can't produce a piece of paper." The often bare-chested Mr. Haar scored a B last year. The name and shame system was introduced by the Palmerston North City Council in 2005. 49 businesses scored Ds that year. City Council Environmental Protection Services head Wayne Jameson said a D meant a score was below par but not bad enough to close. "We worked with those D-rated last time. They were well aware that the D was costing them money." Mr. Jameson said the council also negotiated the temporary closure of three premises in the past year. He declined to name the businesses, but said they are now graded B. Displaying gradings had led to an improvement in standards, partly because of public pressure. Mr. Jameson said people who worked in the food... All right, if you walk into a fucking restaurant where they're serving pie... First of all, if you go to a pie shop and they're also selling cigarettes, that's a red flag. But if the guy behind the counter is half naked with no teeth, I would think twice before enjoying one of their pies. It's just common sense. I don't need a letter grade on the fucking window to tell me not to eat a naked man's pie. All right. "This place is famous worldwide," said the owner. "People came to Palmerston to meet the Naked Pie Man. A lot of people want me to stand for mayor. Yeah, that's a fantastic idea. Mr. Haar said he lost his house about 5 years ago. This has nothing to do with the story about pies. He just wants everyone to know that he lost his house about 5 years ago because roadworks by the city council on Fitzbert Avenue affected his business. All right, so he's got an axe to grind there. Final story we have for you today. Oh, freaks, we've got a new poutine story for you, and it comes from Ontario. I never thought I'd read another news story involving Putin. An Ontario man has been sentenced to 4 months in jail for theft after dumping poutine on a woman's head and running off with her purse. David Birch, 25, was sentenced Tuesday in Timmins Court. The woman was an ex-spouse. The court heard that Birch entered a business in Timmins on May 20th, where he encountered his former spouse. Due to previous convictions, Birch was prohibited from having contact with her. But there's no mention about poutine having contact with her face. The two argued, but after the argument, the victim asked Birch to hold on to two poutines. Okay, well, that was just silly, stupid on the victim's part. She has a restraining order on him, basically. And now she's asking him to hold food for her? That's a poorly thought out idea. All right, Birch subsequently dumped one poutine over the woman's head. He then snatched the victim's purse and fled the establishment. The purse contained valuable items, including bank cards and house keys. Duty counselor Calvin Ferrier said, "Ferry, I've spoken to the victim, who would be happy to have the accused back in her life, providing what? He pays her the money he owes her." Assistant Crown Attorney Dale Cox, Ferry Cox, pointed out that the accused is still prohibited from contacting his former girlfriend. He's been in court with alarming regularity, said Cox. So there you go. A lot of great words in that news story. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Wednesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, freaks, what do you have for me today?
Hey, strut that ass, Henson. Come on, I want to see you strut that ass. Fucking spiral ham fucker. Hey, Tim, man, I was watching pornos. And before my teacher presentation began there, I had the little previews. And there was one for, I think it was American Bukkake number 19.
Oh, that was a good one.
And the fucking intro song was hilarious, brother. It was like, she doesn't have the skills, but she has to pay the bills. Bukkake, fucking, dude, I was rolling, dude. You got to find it. The good
stuff, I love pornos with theme songs. You guys know that.
Hey, Tim. It is Brian Triple Rainbow.
Oh, yeah.
And I was listening to the Sideshow exclusive Friday show, and you played my voicemail, but you didn't really let me get to the point. But
yeah, I do that a lot. Moving on.
You get used to it. I mean, you're you. You don't have time to listen to every voicemail, but
you're very busy.
My point was, I saw these old ladies in the car behind me with a packet of open envelopes, and I realized that old people do that a lot. They just have giant packets of open envelopes. I guess it's their bills or mail or something.
That's the thing you notice about old people. They always just, they're carrying a bunch of envelopes that have been opened.
Just carried around.
Nothing
with them,
in it.
I never really caught that.
Huh.
So yeah, I just
noticed that about old people, but now I'll be on the lookout for that.
Hey, Timmy. Hey, freak. This is Naughty Nipples here.
I like how he dresses both me and you guys.
Oh, man, I'm calling with a suggestion, and it doesn't involve any new work on your part, Timmy.
Okay. I like that.
If you're not a member of the Sideshow, sign up. The archives are gold. And if you are a Sideshow member, you've got to check out August 12, 2008. At the beginning, Timmy features a little Timmy Henson hit parade. And he puts together this piece with Corey narrating along with some woman. Little snippets of about 8 songs.
Oh, yes, Corey did that, yes.
His way through.
Got to give credit to Corey for that one.
Voice of an angel. So that's my recommendation for the day.
It's yeah, that was
even
good.
Better than Juicy Red Meat.
I don't know if he included that in any of his albums. You might want to check out Butt Fudge Sunday to see. I don't know if he. I don't know if Corey lists all the. I don't think he lists the tracks. That piece might be in one of the digital downloads.
You, Timmy, white man, faggot, Boo Henson. This is Sideshow Freak calling from Vancouver.
My mommy calls me.
I had a theory on why Mel Gibson is acting like the jackass he is. You remember a while ago you were playing...
Because he just wants to be blown!
That clip of the audio from that British documentary about people who jerk off too much, and the one guy who would get really angry and irate with everybody because he didn't, like, come 10 times a day.
Oh, right, yeah.
You know, maybe that's Mel Gibson's problem. Maybe if that woman of his would stop being such a bitch and just, you know, fucking
blow him.
Suck him off.
Yeah, that's what he's saying in a lot of his videos. He just wants to be blown.
You should just smile and blow me.
Exactly, like that. I did not plan that at all. It just happened to be the next phone call.
Hey, Tim, it's Chickadee.
Hi,
so
Chickadee.
I was at Half Price Books a couple weeks ago, and I picked up To Catch a Predator, Protecting Your Kids from Online Enemies Already in Your Home by Chris Hansen.
Really?
And I want to send it to you, but I guess...
Yes, oh, you know what? I've got to get a post office box. There's a lot of stuff I need to do this week. Enough fucking around. I need to get an oil change for my car. I need to set up my post office box and finish up these fucking t-shirts. Yes, caller, you're on. You're on with Tim Henson, media darling, internet celebrity, careless fairy. Speak to me. Okay, fuck you. Next up.
Timothy, my lover from the same mother, Henson.
What?
How are you, sir? I'm from Florida. I'm just traversing the mall, being the usual mall rat. And we went down to the food court, and there's a new place open for fried chicken called Chicken Now. I don't know what the hell the real slogan
chicken
is.
Chicken Now!
But they were serving out free
chicken money down!
For fried chicken. And I was reaching out my hand, and suddenly this huge black guy came right in front of me and just rushed the fucking free sample thing for fried chicken. And all I could
Jesus.
Think of was,
TNB.
TNB!
Oh, show is good. Okay, I was gonna go with TNB, but whatever.
Hey, Tim. Sideshow freak, NC4 popper, formerly.
What?
I got baptized this weekend, so I'm NC forgotten as of now.
You got baptized?
However,
I'm going to come at you with a hairdryer.
A little joke I want to throw your way. Here we go.
All right, here we go. Joke time.
So two faggots are walking down the beach holding hands.
Okay.
And they kick over a genie's lamp. So they rub the lamp, and a genie comes out and says, "Ooh." But here's what I'm going to do for you. I'm going to grant you guys one wish. Not one wish each, one wish total. And pops back in the lamp. So the two gay guys decide that they're going to think about their wish. So they go home and are having a nice romantic dinner. Candlelight, very big plan, red wine. Later, they're laying in bed, smooching and fondling each other. When all of a sudden, bang, 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 the KKK kicks down their fucking bedroom door and starts beating the living piss out of them. So, as they're beating the shit out of them, they drag them outside. They're throwing nooses over the tree branch in the front yard. When all of a sudden, the first gay guy says, "Hurry up, girl. Make a wish." He says, "Oh, it's too late, Tim Henson. I already did." Tim Henson says, "Well, what'd you wish for?" And Earl says, "I wish we'd be hung like niggers."
Da-da-da-da-da. Yep, exactly. You know where I was going with that. That was kind of funny.
Hey, Tim. Sideshow member Spider here. I just have a quick question for you.
Yes.
About Glenn Miller.
Yes.
Are you fascinated with him purely because he found a loophole in the law that he can legally insult entire races, or like, you know, why? Like, I'm just curious. Why are you so interested in? Because I find it kind of funny that
yeah.
he could legally say all those things over the thing, and
where
you can't do shit about it.
Maybe right. That's part of the appeal, but I think it was really when I talked to him on the phone. I think there was a connection there. I like that Glenn Miller. He's a good egg. That is all the time we have on this edition. He's a monster. That's all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line 480-206-666-4463. That's 206-66. Oh, God, is it? Oh, God.
Just suck my cock.
Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Subscribe via iTunes. Subscribe to the Sideshow, and we'll be back tomorrow. Big Thursday program if you're paying members. If not, we'll see you back on Friday to end the week. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
Only a fool would not believe it. Only a blind man could. The countdown will begin this Sunday afternoon at 1, right here on the radio station you grew up with. Music Radio 138. Oh, fuck.